Welcome to the Sean Thompson Rocket Football Coaches Show, brought to you by these faithful partners in Rocket Football: Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams Agent, Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange, Homestead Realty when you're buying or selling real estate, Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899, Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday Night Football, First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks? Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets. Sea Plant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Coldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance, call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist. Now let's get right to today's show. Welcome, Rocket Football fans. We are here with Coach Thompson, and we are going to have a special podcast this week. We have no game this week. We had no game last week, and we don't even know if we're going to play the following week. So, Coach Thompson, I know right now in this COVID era, there's a lot of uncertainties, and we've become almost immune to the type of chaotic situation we're in and the unknowns we're in. But how difficult is this, not knowing if you're going to play in the first round of the playoffs, or will it be the second round before it's your first game? And I'll let you explain those scenarios.
You know, just to answer your question, it with the team that we have, it's not hard at all because they come to work every day. That's one thing that I've been impressed with, is they've been unfazed by this stuff. You know, losing a game, the last regular season game, kind of was difficult just because they want to play. But, you know, sitting here at this moment right now, today, they're not worried about who they play next. And as coaches, for us, it's easy as far as we're familiar with whatever team it might be, whether it be a Fulton County or it be a Russellville. There's already familiarity with those teams, so it's not concerning. You know, it's going to pop up, we're playing next week against KCD or something like that. So, you know, we just sit here and we wait. And I think that's just part of the times. You know, the one thing that is 100% right now is nobody's going to play football this Friday in the state of Kentucky.
Yeah, they've postponed the playoffs one more week. And, yeah. And if you those listening, if you remember, the postseason was already moved ahead 1 week. So we're getting into the colder outdoor weather, and this is going to be some unprecedented times if you go deep in the playoffs. But let me set this up as far as what is going to happen next for the Rockets. What we do know is, or at least we know locally, Caverna, their administration has said they are not going to play in the playoffs. KHSAA has not changed its bracket at this point that was released last week, or in anybody else that's published the Class A bracket, for that matter. But Caverna's athletic director, I've talked to him too. I know you've talked to him. They're not playing. So the situation is, according to the RPI rankings, Caverna was ironically ranked higher than Fulton County. So we were supposed to have played Fulton County in the first round of the playoffs. But when they pull Caverna out, the rules are, as the COVID situation, is that they will reseed the district. And therefore, Fulton County would play Russellville the first week. We would be idle with a bye. And then we would play the winner of that game the Friday following Thanksgiving.
Which is how it should have been anyways. You know, with the RPI, how it is with the COVID rule in, You know, Caverna had 0 wins this year, but all the games they didn't play due to COVID cancellation went in as 1 win and 1 loss. So they really have multiple wins when you look at it that way, mm-hmm. whereas Fulton County played more games and only won 1 game. So when it comes to crunching numbers, they do lie sometimes. I know that's always the saying, the numbers don't lie. Well, they do sometimes. There's certain situations, but here's the thing. We don't care if it's Caverna playing Russellville, us playing Fulton County. We don't care if Caverna cancels next week and it ends up being a forfeit and Russellville sits 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Whenever we get to play football again, we're going to be ready and we're going to play whoever it is and we're going to give it everything we have.
This group, as you say, they're mature enough. They're fine. We don't worry too much about them. But this RPI situation, and we shouldn't get too concerned about that moving past COVID, because this is an anomaly. It's due to the COVID situation. The RPI and its credibility should not maybe be held as hostage by this COVID as it is, but it is. And therefore, you know, it's going to give you some false figures this time. And we just got to get past that. Understand these are crazy times. Mm-hmm. So, want to discuss a little bit about Crittenden County's ranking this week, and then maybe talk about some of the scenarios. We have been idle now for over a week and moved up again. I think the 2 weeks we've been off, we've actually moved up in the rankings this year. So we are ranked number 4. We're 6-2 on the season, ranked number 4 by Associated Press, which is the poll that I tend to give a great deal of credibility to. It's the oldest one around. It's the sports writers throughout Kentucky are the ones that do that, and we in the sports writing business tend to, I guess, give credit to our own. But number 4 is as high as we've been since 2009. We were ranked number three in 2009, coming off that big semifinal season in 2008. Got a lot of respect early in that season when we started 8-0 and were ranked third before we lost to Mayfield and Murray. But even in 1985. The year Crittenden won a state championship, 5 is the highest they were ranked in the AP poll. In 2008, when we were a semifinalist, 7th was the highest. So, you know, we love to talk about these polls, especially us, the fans, and those of us in the sports writing business. But what's your take on this?
I mean, it's nice to be respected by people in the state that you know, watch and keep up with the teams across the whole state. You know, that's a great deal of respect, and that's one of the things that we preach every day is quit waiting for people to respect us and just go take it. So, you know, the kids fight every day to be recognized as what they are and what they work for. So, in that sense, it's great. But as far as, you know, just sitting here being satisfied with 4, that's not what the goal is. At the end of the year, you know, you want to be the last team to get a win. And that's what our goal is. So in order to do that, we need a 1 next to our name. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one way to get that.
There's one way.
Well, actually, there are probably 24 different ways if you look at the scenarios that can exist. So that's a good segue into what's this playoff going to look like? You know, a lot of times we know it's kind of like the elections last week. You know, they were talking about paths to 270 electoral votes, and those things kept changing on the major media outlets. But here, what is our path to get to the state championship game? Mm-hmm. And how many scenarios? I mean, there are scenarios where we could feasibly play a home game in round 3 if certain things happen here in these first 2 weeks of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It would, and it's not outside the realm of possibility. Mm-hmm. There's a chance we could play Pikeville over in Eastern Kentucky in the 3rd round. What have you looked at, and gosh, what scenario would you feel more comfortable with? Are there any? Does it matter?
The most comfortable is always playing at Rocket Stadium. You know, I feel like we play our best football when we're at home just because of the energy and just the atmosphere and our setup.
The Vicky factor.
Yeah, you know, there's a the party. That's, you know, that was the goal. But, so, you know, that's always the most comfortable. But when you look at all the different scenarios that come up, it's hard to sit here and and plan. It actually is, it's a good thing because it keeps you from looking too far in the future.
Yeah.
I think what we do know is the second round of the playoffs, which would be in 2 weeks from now. We're going to play Russellville or Fulton County. And then after that, assuming we win, we're going to see a team like a KCD. I'd say it's probably KCD. But then after that is where the upsets and craziness can start happening. And from there, it's hard to guess where we would go in the fourth round. Whereas last year, you could pretty much just predict it all the way through.
Yeah, we knew we were going to play KCD early in the season. We predicted that. Yeah. You plan kind of – I mean, you start looking at them. You follow them. Yeah. Educate yourself on what kind of team they are. But now you got to look at all of them.
Yeah, and we have. But right now, today, the way it looks, you know, if you get all the district winners win again, we're probably going to see KCD again.
Yeah, same team.
KCD.
Yeah.
But then after that, like I said, we could go to Pikeville. We could go to Louisville Holy Cross. We could go to – or we could have – Newport Central Catholic come to Crittenden. You know, there's so many different scenarios that could happen after that. It's just impossible to predict that.
You know, with the COVID situation as it is, I believe there is a good way to substantiate an argument that KCD should come here because Jefferson County is glowing red and has been glowing red on this statewide COVID map. You know why? You really want to do something that makes sense? Move that game down here so you don't pull Crittenden Countyans up to Louisville.
Yeah, you know.
Not going to happen, though.
Yeah, and I don't get into all that. I just, you know, for me, I want to play football. I want these kids to have the opportunity to go out and compete. And it's like I've said all season, we don't care who it's against. So we're comfortable in this situation of the unknown. We just want to play football. We want the opportunity to go compete.
And speaking of playing football, we've had a couple of weeks to lick our wounds a little bit. Yeah. I know we had some guys we needed an opportunity to mend.
Mm-hmm.
Xander Tabor is not going to be back. We know that.
He had surgery. Mm-hmm. I guess it would have been last Monday. So he started that process. And what he was told was 6 weeks.
Yeah.
From surgery, so it's all about his body and how he responds to it all.
We play in the championship. He could be
There's a chance. Yeah. You know, just looking at that 6 weeks, but it's all about when that 6 week starts and all that. So that extra week getting pushed back, you know, that provides opportunity if 6 weeks hold strong. So.
Of course, some other guys, Preston Morganson, what's his situation?
Preston could play right now if he had to. Obviously, he doesn't have to. And even if we were playing, I feel like it could still be an opportunity for him to rest up and get to 100%. He'll get back to practicing today with all but contact. We'll try to, you know, just make sure that we slowly work him back in because he is such a vital part of what we do. You know, and you see that, you know, our first drive offensively against Henderson County, we were kind of explosive, and a lot of that went through him. And then he goes down, and we kind of stall the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. So he just provides another weapon offensively and defensively as well. He's been our consistency at corner. So getting him as close to 100% at this point is the most important thing.
And I know coming out of that Henderson game, quarterback Luke Kreider and our nose guard Lathan Easley were just a little bit banged up, mm-hmm. so they've had time to
had time to rest and heal. And they've both practiced last week and will continue to practice this week. They're tough kids. You know, Kreider's wrist, after he heard it in the game, I think he comes out after that and was the most successful throwing the ball. It had been all night outside of the touchdown pass and the one to Morganson early. He started throwing really precise balls, and that's on the sprained wrist, you know. So he got better. He's just tough. And the same with Lathan. We know he's tough. He's dealt with ankle injury.
Chronic injuries.
It's sophomore year, really. Maybe in freshman year. I can't remember.
As long as he's been playing.
But, you know, he's a kid that's always out there. He's always available. And, you know, he does good things for us. So, you know, getting these guys, all the kids rested up and the bruises and beat up just out of their system. And hopefully we're the freshest team going into the start of the playoffs.
Yeah. And as you've mentioned, you're not too concerned about this team. This is a senior-laden team, and there's not going to be any rust on these guys. They're going to stay ready. But
As long as we come out and have our defense on the field first, we'll be able to.
Yeah, speaking of defense, I have an article that will be in the Crittenden Press this week. That will be the Veterans Day issue coming out this week. We have actually changed the date on the newspaper to honor our veterans. Normally, our newspaper carries a Thursday dateline, but this week it will carry a Wednesday dateline because it's Veterans Day. And there's not much going on to celebrate veterans because of COVID. I know the school's doing something, but anyway, this week I have a pretty lengthy article on the linebacking corps here. Talked to a lot of the old-timers around. Talked to former head football coach Al Starn, some of the guys that played in 85, and the defensive coordinator Gage Courtney, and just a whole litany of people, and examining whether this group of linebackers is the best Crittenden County football has had in its 63-year history. Now, it's easy to make the argument that they are, because all three of them are in the top 10 tackles for career tackle leaders. All three of them are, and two of them are in the top five. So pretty key group right here, certainly to this defense that's just been phenomenal. But Tyler Boone and Caden McAllister and Braxton Winders, and talk about bodies holding up. You know, these three guys, all of them, well, two of them have had injuries at times that's put them on the sideline. Caden McAllister's had some pretty serious injuries. And Tyler Boone's injuries are well documented. This first full season that he's gotten to play. But it's something that Coach Courtney made mention of, is Braxton Winders does so much, and his body just holds up.
Mm-hmm.
Tough.
Yeah, Braxton is tough. He's one of the toughest kids on the team. And I just said it about Lathan, you know, the availability. Availability is the best attribute you can have. Mm-hmm. All right, if your availability is set on a 99 – I need you. Braxton Winders is set on a 99. He's always available. No matter the situation, he's always available. Does he get run down? Yeah, sometimes. Especially when we start using him both ways, and he's punting, and then he's holding, and on the extra points. He does everything. And, you know, he's just there. You know, it's nice to have a guy like that on your team. So, you know, in the past, Peyton Riley was a kid like that. You know, just having those guys that are on the field 95% of the time. You know, Braxton's a guy that's on everything, and especially when we're using him offensively, running that wildcat, and he's just there. So Coach Courtney makes a great point. You know, Braxton is a guy that when the others have been hurt in the past, he was still there. He's still there holding down the linebacking core since his freshman year. You know, I think all three of them actually started for the first time as freshmen.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure the first time they started, they're all three out there. Yeah. Or all three ended up out there.
That's right. And I think that's the first time we've ever had three freshman linebackers that were starters. Yeah.
That's crazy. And, you know, they went in there, and it's funny, you know, you think about how good they were in that first game. I'm pretty sure it was against Caldwell. This is the first time they all ended up out there together. And they played well. You know, Caldwell scored a lot of points, but they still played well, and we knew we had something at that point. It's going to be a sad day when, you know, you lose a linebacker like a Tyler Boone, but then you talk, you lose all three of these guys at the same time. And those are the things that you think about as coaches, instead of thinking about that, you just want to get caught up in the good times that you're having now and keep those going as long as possible. And with three linebackers like that, we can do that.
Absolutely, and you know, we want to play until late December or mid December anyway. Man. With these guys, but tune in to that article I've got in the full edition of the Crittenden Press this week. I think you'll enjoy reading about it and enjoy what some of the folks have to say about these guys, and take a closer look at some of their statistics that they've been able to pile up.
Statistically speaking, one thing different over the years, different people doing stats and all that.
Oh no, we've had the same guy for 30
years.
Yeah,
I know, but I'm talking about the defensive stats. So when the defensive stats come in and they're broken down, you know, we used to do the 1 point on our tackling points being there, so you can have multiple assists on a play. And the way things have been done since they've been in high school is you have one solo and one assist. Mm-hmm. And it's not always been that way. Mm-hmm. So when you think about their numbers and still being there, if they were in a different era, their tackles would actually be more.
That's right. That's more in tune the way we used to do it way back in the late 80s, mm-hmm. even the early 90s, mm-hmm. where we kind of rolled them all into one, solos and assists. You just got tackled. We never broke them down until Coach Starnes started doing that at some point and giving it that point system. And you could even get, I think, 4 points.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about the point system.
Yeah, it was all different. So there were some different
what
kind
I'm
of
saying is – when I first got back over here, you could have 3 guys on a play with a tackle.
That's right, yeah.
Whereas now you're going to have 2 guys on every play. Mm-hmm. You're going to have or one, but you're going to have a solo and the first one there, and that's it. Mm-hmm. You're the third guy there, and then that's when it goes down.
Pile jumping.
Yeah, you're not getting in on that tackle. Mm-hmm. And that just goes to show how much these guys actually have gotten to the ball over the years. And you know, I feel privileged to have been a part of their high school career because they really are a special bunch.
Well, they certainly are. And this whole defense, this whole senior class is a special, mm-hmm. special group. And we've been on that since they were in Little League. You know, much like these other teams that have been very successful at Crittenden County, I mean, it's been pretty easy to identify early on. Mm-hmm. And while we have the opportunity to talk about early on, I'm sure you would like to mention the fact that the 5th and 6th grade football team did pretty well. So explain what they've done over the weekend.
They won the Jamboree again. Making that 6th grade group has now four-peated.
Yeah.
They've won the Jamboree every year, their 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade year. And that's pretty impressive, uh-huh. Especially when you look at this year and just throughout their career, you see Union County switch over to being one team instead of having two. This year, Caldwell went to having one team. Webster County went to having one team, so all these bigger communities went to having one team instead of two, and we were still able to hold our own and compete in this group, you know, just found a way to win. You know, this year, you know, was the most impressive one to me because they faced adversity right out of the gate, had 4 or 5 of those 6th graders quarantined, and couldn't play, and they lost for the first time ever.
First time
the 6th grade
season game
ever lost.
Never lost.
And then those guys come back. Well, they lost twice during that time. Then those guys come back, and they win the first game, and then they lose to Caldwell County for the first time they've been 100% all together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Avery's on that team, my son, and that hurt him. You know, the tears were real, feeling that for the first time. So for me, I wanted to get the message to them, to those kids, you know, that they're young kings. This league, they've owned that league. And you don't just – no one else can come in and take that from you. You have to decide that you're okay with someone taking that with you. When you're at the top, you stay there as long as you want to defend it. And a light switch flipped, and all of a sudden these guys were all over the place. You know, Tanner Tabor and Joey Rich and Laval, all those guys, the Poindexter, they do a great job with these kids.
I heard you did come in and give that inspirational speech.
I just wanted to tell them because I feel like sometimes, you know, you hear the same voice all the time, but with me not – being there as much as I've been. Like in the past, I've been there just around watching practice, watching how they do things. And this year, being so busy with COVID, I wasn't able to be there as much just to go and talk to them. And some of those kids don't know me until I went and talked to them. You know, some of those kids I've never met before.
Well, I know I talked to Tanner Tabor after the game, and he was telling me about your speech. And he said, after he got through talking, I wanted a helmet. He said, I wanted to play. He said, I was ready to hit somebody.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. How you want your coaches to be. Right. That's what, your players are going to take the mentality and the mindset of their coaching staff. Yeah. And I think they've been a good group for those kids all along. And if you go watch those kids play, they're full of a bunch of pit bulls. And that's what I like. That's a special group.
That is. The future looks very bright for Rocket football. Coach Thompson, just to kind of close out here, over the next few days, with this really unknown, I mean, chances are we're not playing next week. What's that, the 20th, the first round of playoffs. Probably going to be that 27th will be our first game, Thanksgiving
weekend.
Seems so
far away.
It does seem so far away. It is. We'll be already past the turkey and dressing portion of the holiday season.
But, hey. We're going to get to practice on Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, that's right. And usually that's only held for some of the finalists in the state of Kentucky. So, what are you doing right now? Just in a nutshell, what's the plan over the next couple of weeks to keep these guys, keep that edge on them?
Well, the key is not to overdo it. You know, it's easy to sit here and say we don't want to take a step back, so we overdo it. We're not going to do that. Last week we practiced three times, knowing that we had multiple weeks off because we were assuming Caverna wasn't going to play, and that's who we had before all of that email, that bombshell was dropped on us. And we had the best three consecutive practices we've had all year. So our kids and their ability to respond to adversity makes this an okay situation for us. So this week we took yesterday off. You know, Monday's usually a light day for us anyway. We took yesterday off, and we're going to go to work today, and we're going to work 3 or 4 days this week, all depending on how it looks. And then we'll see who we're going to end up playing, and we'll start preparing for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we've taken a little more time today, a little longer podcast than we normally do, but we haven't had the coaches show. A lot of questions out there, and I hope we've covered at least some of them, because people want to know. People are excited about Rocket football. And
that's good.
Postseason is a time to be even, you know, more excited, but we don't know what are we excited about right now. We don't even know who the next opponent is.
We're excited that the playoffs are, as of now, not shut down, and we're getting opportunity to compete. That's it.
I think that's the blessing that we all have to count.
I don't care who it is. We just want to play.
All right. Well, we will what we'll do is probably plan on having another podcast at some point next week, and just kind of hitting the same at bat here, really.
We'll update you.
Yeah, get you updated, and I'll quit pestering the fire out of you about who we play.
I wish I could answer your questions.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm not sure there's anybody out there right now that has all the answers with all the diversity we're facing right now. But anyway, thank you, Coach Thompson, and congratulations to you and to your son Avery on that four-peat championship.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us on today's show. And remember these fine partners when you are shopping or doing business in Crittenden County. Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams Agent. Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange. Homestead Realty, when you're buying or selling real estate. Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899. Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday night football. First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks? Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets. Sea Plant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Coldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance. Call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist.